face. Yeah. They all have dog heads.
But it looks human.
Yeah, so anthropomorphic. Yeah, April is the character. Oh, there we go.
When did this come out?
It's PS1, so I want to say...
98?
Yeah, let's see what they say here. 1999. Yeah, PS1's a little bit earlier than that.
I forgot what year it was.
Yeah.
But it's Spyro's got a great soundtrack.
Oh, Spyro's
there's a dog in that game, isn't it?
I
vaguely remember a dog.
Maybe. It's more of a dragon.
I know, but there was a dog character.
Sleeping dogs in Spyro.
Oh, yeah, those things. Okay, now I remember.
Yep.
Cute.
Yep. Enemies that can be found in Toasty, the first boss realm of Spyro the Dragon. Honestly, Spyro the Dragon was a pretty good game.
That's a great game.
Yeah. Okay, got our next track ready to go. Planet Laika. weird game. Let's go to the Wikipedia and see what the plot says. The game follows the main character Laika through a mission to Mars, which forces the player to manipulate Laika's multiple personality disorder. Jeez.
Ooh.
In order to solve puzzles, all the characters in the game have dog heads, a possible reference to the Soviet space dog Laika. RIP. The game was only released in Japan. Wow. Mm. Odd. Oh, yeah, grab some cans. Yeah, I got a couple more I want to play here. We have to play Rough Trigger. Rough Trigger. It's a rough world,
isn't it?
We're in the space dog portion now. Yeah, Rough Trigger. And then for sure, so Rough Trigger was a PS2 game. Yeah, I'll show you a screenshot of that. Rough Trigger, the Vandal Corps Conspiracy. Yeah, Rough Trigger. Look at that.
Oh, I've seen that dog before.
Yeah.
Oh, it was on the poster.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where.
Yeah, look at that. Nice.
What?
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's the one I grabbed from the cutscene.
Yeah, I recognize that.
Oh, good old PS2 cutscenes.
Mm.
They don't hold up well. Or they do, depending on what your definition of nostalgia is. And you can synthesize with nostalgia by donating.
Yes.
CGSF.ca/donate. Synthesize with nostalgia is, of course, one of our catchphrases here on Vancouver FM. And you, dear netizen, are so good. Such a good boy. You can donate now, 778-782-2573, by texting the word donate to that number, cjsf.ca/donate, or cjsffundrive.ca.
Fundrive.
We'll listen to a little bit more of Planet Laika, then we'll play a track from Rough Trigger, and then we got to do Star Paws, and then we'll do some Snoopy stuff as well, too.
I like Snoopy.
And then I've got a couple of newer ones from Chicory, which was the soundtrack was composed by Lena Rain, who did the soundtrack for Celeste and is a local Vancouver composer.
Oh, represent.
And then Okami. And then we'll end things off with the game Paparazzi. I'm telling you, I went deep, my friend. I went
Paparazzi?
Deep.
Paparazzi?
I dug down. I found these bones. I sniffed out the good treasures. I chased my tail a little bit on the bad ones, but you know, I followed my nose and everything was right. And you can donate now and follow your nose to cjsf.ca/donate. Starpaws. Starpaws. And this is actually the Amiga port. Originally, it was for the Amstrad and then the Commodore 64. And so...
Amstrad.
The inimitable Tim Fallon did a rearranging of the theme. And this is Starpaws. And so the game's plot involved Captain Rover Pawstrong, a dog in a spacesuit, in his adventures on a planet attempting to capture 20 space griffins, essentially large, fast chickens. Amazing, amazing. During playtime, there's a time limit in which a bird must be caught, indicated by a roast chicken slowly turning into chicken bones. And speaking of bones, that's the graphic that we have to indicate how much money we have raised here.
Yeah, we need more
CJSF's
bones.
Fun Drive, where you can be radio's best friend by donating right now, 778-782-2573. You can text donate to that number.
CJSF Fun Drive.
And cjsf.ca/donate.
Oh, yeah, you can do that, too.
Yep.
It's not on the board.
You can also send us a check to the station here. And for cash donations, please come into the station. Please do not mail cash, because it might get lost. Just like your favorite ball or frisbee.
No.
Yeah, Starpaws, July 1987. Yeah. So we do play new music, but we also play a lot of old music, too. What have I got? I got 20 minutes left. All right, we have to play some stuff from the Snoopy games. We need to play Tail Concerto, Wonder Dog, Okami, Chicory, and Paparazzi.
Mm.
Yeah, we've got all
no,
this.
Paparazzi. You
yeah,
said,
yeah,
Paparazzi.
No, it's Paparazzi.
Yeah, you said Paparazzi.
I said Paparazzi.
Well, you did when you corrected yourself.
No, I said Paparazzi. Bad boy. You can sleep outside.
No.
We'll play a little bit of Tail Concerto here.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Tail Concerto.
Yeah, Tail Concerto. Let's read this one here. Tail Concerto is a console game. The game revolves around a teenage canine police officer named Waffle Rye Bread. Oh, that's amazing. If you ever have kids, name them Waffle Rye Bread. Amazing. And his encounters with the Black Cats gang, a group of sky pirates who aim to steal magic crystals. Though it received a generally positive response from critics, the title was met with low sales in Japan's, falling short of the publisher's expectations. That's okay. Tail Concerto was great.
What's the dog's name?
Waffle Rye Bread.
Do you think, which one's better? Dogs with people names or people with dog names?
Oh, people with dog names, for sure. For sure.
Well, I think it's just sad if you get a dog name. It's like, what is your name? What's your name? My name's Ruggles.
Well,
this is composer Charles Ruggles. Waffles.
Yeah, it's like naming your dog, you know, Dwight D. Eisenhower. This is my dog, Eisenhower. Eisenbauer. Eisenhower. Yeah, there
Eisenhower.
We go. Yeah.
Ooh.
Donate now.
Donate. Fun Drive.
We'll be right back. Snoopy's Silly Sports Spectacular.
Snoopy.
Yeah.
Hey, where's the Snoop Dogg?
NES. 1988.
That was really good.
Yeah. Dogs and video games go back before the Berlin Wall.
This wasn't Vince Scolardi who did the soundtrack, was it?
No. But it was arranged. Like, there's some that are arranged. We're going to play another one here from Snoopy Concert on the SNES, the Super Famicom. And, yeah. In fact, we'll go right there right now. We're going to play the theme of Charlie Brown.
Snoopy was the best character in the whole show.
Yeah, these are so good.
Yeah. Wow.
I know, right? The Super Famicom sounds so good because it was 16-bit.
Yeah. It's got the kind of same spirit. Like,
yeah.
Even the originals were lo-fi and dusty, but I think that's the charm. It's like getting children to do the voice of the children in the show.
Trombones.
Oh, really? How can I donate? Oh, wow. That's really good news. Can I send a check? You don't say. Hey, thanks. The adults in this world are amazing, aren't they? Really not much different from the one in our real world.
It was a trombone that made that noise.
I love that. Do it.
Yeah, theme of Charlie Brown. And then I wanted to play flower boxing.
Ooh.
Yeah, flower boxing. Here we go.
Snoopy was a great boxer.
Oh, yeah. Snoopy was a decorated fighter pilot, too.
He was, yeah. A World War hero.
Yeah. Took down the Red Baron and everything.
I don't think he gets enough credit for keeping our country free.
No.
No, it wouldn't be the same without him. Nice.
And then we'll play High in the Treetops. And then... we have to play Scrapyard. Wait, where's High in the Treetops? There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
How many voices do you get on this?
The Super Nintendo, Super Famicom, I believe, was 6 voices.
Oh, that's pretty good. Eight?
8-bit CPU, 16-bit DSP, 8 voices.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Stereo sound, too.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, there's other stuff on here, like the theme of Linus.
Bossa Nova.
The theme of Peppermint Patty.
Oh, good grief, sir.
Hold the football.
I can't remember which ones were which. I'm sorry, it's been a while.
Let's play a little bit from Wonder Dog.
Yeah.
So another dog space related thing as well too. So Snoopy Concert on the Super Famicom, very, very, very good. And then we want to do Scrapyard. Yes, this is the Amiga version of Scrapyard.
We're gonna make every last 12 minutes of the show count.
That's right.
And that gives us a chance to remind you, you can call or text donate to 778-782-2573 or go to CJSF fundrive.ca, or what was the other one? You could go to CJSF.ca/fundrive.
/donate.
Donate.
Yep. CJSF.ca/donate, 778-782-2573. Once again, 778-782-2573. You can text the word donate. You can call us in here. You can send us a check here up at the station. Address it to CJSF. Sub 1420, Student Union Building, Burnaby, BC. Simon Fraser University, Burnaby, BC. Victor 5 Alpha 1 Sierra 6.
Nice.
Yeah. Wonder Dog.
Nice. Do we have therapy dogs at SFU?
I've seen them around.
Okay. I don't spend a lot of time up here.
Yeah.
That's good. Just making sure.
Yeah. This track is called Scrapyard.
Nice. Scrappy's a good name for a dog. Scrappy's a good name for a human, too.
There were Scooby-Doo games, but I decided not to do those.
No, Scrappy-Doo is canceled. I don't care. It doesn't exist. You don't...
Wonder Dog is not canceled.
No, Wonder Dog's fine.
1992.
Scrappy-Doo. Who was it that said they would not appear in a Scooby-Doo movie if Scrappy-Doo was going to be in it? Who was that? Someone said, ew, Scrappy-Doo's here? Never mind. I couldn't tell you. Scrappy-Doo doesn't count. Scooby-Doo, fun fact, is actually a kind of pasta. That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
So Wonder Dog, the video game, which was released for the Sega CD and the Amiga, the peaceful dog-ruled planet K-9...
K, like the number K.
K-9, yeah. Finds itself under attack by the evil pit bully, Space Armada. In a last-ditch effort to save his world, Dr. Kibble fast-tracks the Wonder Dog project, an experiment to create a super-powered dog. Running out of time, he tests the serum on his newborn son and sends him to Earth with a special outfit called the Wonder Suit. His son crash-lands on the planet and immediately befriends a boy. However, the two are separated, as the boy's father will not let him keep the dog. The dog then returns to the ship, dons the Wonder Suit, and becomes Wonder Dog, who must save K-9 from the pit bully's invasion. Amazing. Okay, and then, okay, so as good as this is, we have to listen to this one here.
Computer on. Dog Tor Kibble. Personal journal entry. Project Wonder Dog.
Recording, Doctor.
This may be my last journal entry. At this moment, the pit bully Space Armada is bearing down rapidly on our planet K-9. I fear that our peaceful world will soon be just another slave state in the ever-expanding pit bully empire. Since my last entry, we've made great progress on Project Wonder Dog. The serum is ready. It's our only hope against the pit bully onslaught, but it hasn't been fully tested. I wish I had more time.
Armada, progress report. Approaching outer sector.
There's no other choice. I've decided to inject my newborn son with the newest batch of Wonder Dog serum. It should greatly increase his speed, strength, and intelligence, but it's untested, and I'm not sure how long it will be before the serum takes effect, if it even works at all. I'm sending my only pup off to a distant planet uncovered by our deep space probes. It's called Earth and has a large but primitive population of dogs. If the serum doesn't work, at least my son will be safe there. But if the serum does take effect, he'll be K-9's only hope. As his Wonder Dog powers gradually increase, he should realize he's got a much greater destiny than just being another Earth mutt. I've loaded the bone ship with our top secret shooting star weapon and wonder suit.
Armada? Progress report. Approaching inner sector.
Begin launch sequence.
Launch sequence initiated.
Good luck, my son.
Amazing, right?
That's Superman.
Yeah, I know. It's Super Dog. Yeah.
You know what? All dogs are super.
All dogs go to heaven. Yeah. And all donors go to cjsf.ca/donate. 778-72-2573. Fun drive,
we're
baby.
We're really good at queuing up the text or donate.
It's so good, so good. We want you to donate now. Help us smash today's goal of $2,000. You can donate now online securely, cjsf.ca/donate. If you need more information about what your donations are going to, CJSF Fun Drive, FUNDRIVE.ca. We'll give you more information and a link to donate. We're going to listen to a couple more tracks here. I'll try and squeeze in as much as I can. This is from Lena Rain, who's from Vancouver.
Oh, local.
Super Woods. Earth Mutt, yeah.
Supper Woods.
Oh, you're right. You're a Supper Woods. Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
My bad.
Dogs are
I was
all
just
about
in
supper.
Yeah, Wonder Dog. Yeah, super. Yeah, no longer an Earth Mutt, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Chicory. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's a Vancouver game here.
Oh, yep. Cool.
Yeah, Chicory. Really, really cool game.
Keep it local.
We'll play one track here. I think we'll play one from Okami, and then we'll finish off with Paparazzi.
I'm not going to stop laughing at that.
Yeah, it's so good, isn't it?
Here, let me take your picture.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much for listening to Barkcouver. aka Bitcoover FM. This has been our CJSF Fun Drive 2024 episode, and we're just reminding you that you can become radio's best friend, just like Bitcoover is radio's best friend. You can be radio's best friend too by donating now. CJSF.ca/donate. I love this game. You need to play it. It's okay. It's an amazing game. It's called Okami.
Okami?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a dog in it, right?
It's a fox, but close enough.
Huh.
It's a dog fox, but it's like really beautiful.
It's like half dog, half fox.
Yeah, yeah. Amaterasu.
Okay, because foxes aren't dogs, right?
Foxes are part of the canine family.
But are they dogs?
I mean, they're vulpus, yeah.
Yeah, they're wolves.
Yeah.
But wolves aren't dogs.
Yeah,
are
that's
they?
A true fox, but like, if you look up vulpus, don't yell.
scared me. It just zoomed in.
Yeah, well, yeah. Subfamily caninae. So they're dogs.
Okay.
I will allow it.
Yeah, sure.
But yes, Okami is an amazing game. They have an HD remaster that I have at home. We can play sometime. This is the theme of the Celestials. And then it's so good. The soundtrack is beyond compare. As good as that is, I have to play this one as well too. It's so hard to squeeze in.
We got 4 minutes and 3 seconds left.
Yep. Get your donations now, you know. We'll let you out once the once the show's over.
Me?
No. Our donators.
Oh, okay.
Our donors.
Oh, okay.
They've been so good. We'll give them a treat.
Yeah.
And you can give the radio station a treat. CJSF.ca/donate.
Donate.
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 Do it right now.
Fun Drive.
You will be radio's best friend if you do that.
Best friend. Fun Drive.
You can help support us getting a new radio antenna to broadcast our signal further so that we can make the midnight bark go much further. You know, from
get some more
101 Dalmatians.
More
right?
Bark for your bite. No, oh, more bite
nice,
for your bark.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Barking up the right tree for a change.
Oh, so good. So good. So good. All right.
Ooh, I like what that.
You've,
I like
what
that
you've been
cover.
Waiting for. I know, it's really good, yeah. Paparazzi. This track is called Off the Leash. And then we have the last one, which I do believe is the theme. So we're going to get that queued up, ready to go. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on Barkcover FM. CJSF, our Fun Drive episode. We encourage you to donate now. It's thanks to your donations that we are able to have so much fun up here. Up at the radio station, do some live performance, feature old video games, new video games, dog video games, all that kind of stuff. And of course, we'll be back next week with another episode. Ceramic Dog, aka Plastic Owl.
For one night only.
Yep.
Mark Rebo had a band called Ceramic Dog. That nice. Was pretty good.
Nice. I have a ceramic dog. I got a new mug, so I'll be drinking that throughout Fun Drive. Little Shiba Inu, and then when you fill it up with tea or coffee or whatever, his little head floats up.
Aww.
Gotta think of a good name. Gotta think of a good name. It'll come to me.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll need to have.
What was that tea dog game?
Huh?
What was that tea dog?
Tea dog.
Yeah, with the tea leaves.
Oh, Ochaken.
Ochaken?
Yeah, we can call it Ken. But it's a Shiba. Oh, no, it's a Corgi, sorry. So it needs like a
Chakorgi.
No, it needs like, needs a name like
Paparazzi.
No, it needs a distinguished British name.
Charles.
No.
Nah, he's already started appearing on my money.
Yeah. Ugh. No comment. That's neither here nor there. All right, everybody. We've got just enough time to play Paparazzi before we take you into our next hour of programming. Thank you so much for hanging out on Barkcover FM.
Vancouver's only pop radio station.
And thank you to all of our donors. You really are top dog. You helped us raise money for CJSF 90.1 FM. If you haven't donated, go check it out. CJSF.ca/donate. And we will see you next time. Sleep well, puppers.
Start wagging your tail. Fun Drive is here. I'm Connor, the music coordinator at CJSF 90.1 FM, and we invite you to join us and all your favorite hosts as we show the world how you are truly radio's best friend. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.